Hello, my name.
Wait. Yeah, okay.
Okay. Take two?
Yeah. Three, four.
Today. Hello, my name is Minnie Naylor, and I'm interviewing Edith Nahat from Barrow. Today is November 11th, 2005. We're in the Welsh apartment, and today we are going to talk about her family lineage and probably her life growing up in Barrow.
So the first session is going to be genealogy. Mm-hmm. Okay. Family lineage. That'll be the first session, first subject. Okay. I was born into Benson and Rhoda Kalutakhrak Akuchuk. Benson Nagayak and Rhoda Kalutakhrak Akuchuk. And
How do you spell those?
Nagayak, N-A-G-E-A-K.
Okay, and they're?
Rhoda Kalutakhrak, Q-A-L-U-T-A-G-S-R-A-Q. Kalutakhrak. Akuchuk, A-K-O-O-T-C-H-O-O-K.
And Akuchuk was both?
That was my mom's father, Andrew Akuchuk, who was?
And hello.
Kalutakhrak is the Eskimo name of our mom.
That's Rhoda's name?
Uh-huh. Her Eskimo name was Kalutakhrak and Ivikakhrak.
How do you spell Ivik? I-V?
Ivikakhrak. Q-A-Q-R-A-Q. Ivikakhrak.
So she had two names?
Uh-huh. Ivikakhrak and Kalutakhrak. And my dad's Eskimo name was Aluyakse.
A-L-L.
Aluyak, L-U-I-Q-S-I. And so, starting with my grandfather, Andrew Akuchuk, his parents were Aulahraq and Ingilu. Aulahraq, A-U-L-A-Q-S-R-O-A-Q. Aulahraq.
And that's his dad?
Yes, his dad was Aulahraq. Ingilu. This is a correct spelling for Aulahraq. This is the old way of spelling Aulahraq. A-U-L-L-A-Q-S-R-U-A-Q, Aulahraq. That's a correct way.
And Iniluk?
Iniluk, I, N with a tail, Iniluk, I-L-L-U-K. I, N with a tail, I-L-L-U-K.
I-N with a tail, I-U-K.
Uh-huh.
And that was his mom.
Andrew Akichuk's mom was Iniluk, yes.
What was her last name?
Akichuk?
Akichuk. And yeah. Can you spell that one more time?
A-K-O-O-T-C-H-O-O-K.
Okay.
So my grandfather had siblings of Fenton.
How do you spell that?
F-E-N-T-O-N, Fenton, Tigiluk.
Was that his Inupiaq name? Or is that a person?
His Eskimo name, Tigiluk.
T-I-G-L-U-K?
Tigiluk, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Dada G or just G?
Tigiluk, Tigiluk. Just G. And so... Andrew Akichuk's sister was Agiak, A-G-I-A-K, Agiak.
And he only had Tigiluk and Agiak for brothers and sisters?
No, there was Ayak,
A-L-A-K,
A-L-A-K, Ayak. A sister, another younger sister. Alak, I'm sorry, I am so sorry. How could I do this? A-A-L-A-K, Alak, who was the younger sister of Andrew. Alak. They spelled it wrong here. I'm sorry, Alak. I'm trying to... Correction. On the younger sister of Andrew was Alak,
mm-hmm.
A-A-L-A-A-K. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
And my grandfather married Susie Terigiluk. Susie Terigiluk. Terigiluk was her Eskimo. Name T-I-G with a dot, I-G, Terigiluk. L with a dot on the bottom, U-K, Terigiluk.
What was her last name? Or that was her last name?
That was her Eskimo name, Terigiluk.
Did she have a last name?
No.
No, okay. So Andrew and Susie...
Got married. Yeah.
And then, so your grandpa, your tata Andrew only had Fenton?
Four siblings.
Who was the other one?
A brother, Fenton, a sister, Agiak, and another sister, Alak.
And that was it?
Yeah.
So those three?
According to this genealogy, Akichuk. Genealogy. Yes.
Okay. And how many kids did Andrew and Susie have?
My mom was the oldest.
And that was Rhoda?
Mm-hmm. Rhoda Ivekafrak, you got the spelling already, and Kalutafrak. Rhoda Akichuk.
That was her maiden name?
Yeah, Akichuk, yes. And Mildred Sikatuak Akichuk.
S-I-K-A-T-U-A-K.
Sikatuak. It should be Q. Sikatuak. S-I-K-A-T-U-A-Q. Sikatuak.
So it's Rhoda the oldest and then
yes.
Mildred?
Mm-hmm. And Mildred and then Perry. All last names, same last names, and Isaac Kavik Akichuk.
K-A-V.
Q-A Kavik, V-I-K. Q-A-V-I-K.
Khavik or?
Khavik.
There's no BB or I?
Just B, one B.
Khavik.
It should be two B's if that's a correct spelling. Khavik. Yeah.
Like
Wolverine.
Okay, Velina Koyaks, how people always say it at home, or there was an announcer who would, because Kivalina, their mascot is Kavik, and she couldn't say it, and she'd say Kivalina Koyaks.
Koyaks! And then there, after Isaac, there's Thomas. Mm-hmm. Roy. Elizabeth. George Alasurak, A-L-A-S-U-U-R-A-Q, Alasurak.
Can I get that again?
A-L-A-S-U-U-R-A-Q, Alasurak.
Mm-hmm.
And Daniel Akuchuk, and then Ben Akuchuk, who was deceased, died in childhood.
Like from TB or?
No, he was accidentally shot by his best friend.
Oh.
I think he was about 12 years old when he got shot and he died. So Rhoda Akuchuk married Vincent Laya.
Do you know when they got married?
Mm. They get married. I think it was around. Married 1938 in Barrow. 1938. I think it was in October. Second wife, the first wife of Vincent Nayak was Bernice Martha Abiwarak.
Okay, wait, we'll go to the first wife after Rhoda, okay?
Okay, yeah.
So, Rhoda and Vincent Nayak had how many kids?
Nine.
Nine?
Mm-hmm.
Who's the oldest?
James Nayak. Mumigaluk, M-U-M-I-G-A-A-L-U-K. May 24, 1940. And he was born in Barrow.
Okay.
Marianne,
M-A-R-I.
Space A, capital A-N-N. Marianne was adopted by Herman and Mildred Rexford.
Adopted to who? Mary and...
Herman and Mildred.
Herman and Mildred, sorry.
Rexford. R-E-X-F-O-R-D.
Why was she adopted out? Just...
They went to go shop at Barrow. Long time ago, they went through the boat. It's a homemade boat, and our grandpa named it after Benny, the boat. And one summer, Mom and Dad was going to Barrow, and they only took James and left Marianne with her sister Mildred Rexford and Herman. And since it took a while to go to Barrow by boat,
mm-hmm.
It was a wooden boat. We still have it at home in Kapoor. When they came back, when they finally came home, she got used to Auntie Melvin, her name. Mm. She never went back home.
So
it was an Inupiaq adoption. Because in our culture, our sisters and brothers' children are like our children. And it was like that. Mom's children were like Melvin's children. They have that strong family connection. It was one big family. The grandparents were there, the parents were there, and everybody lived together in one village, in one area of the place.
So who was after Marianne?
Priscilla. P-R-I-S-C-I-L-L-A. Priscilla. Now, yeah. N-A-U-Y-Y-A-Q. February 29, 1944, born in Khartoum.
February 24? 29. 1944.
And Lloyd? Lloyd? Lloyd Diglick. T-I-G-L-U-K, Diglick. December 13, 1945, born in Khartoum.
My birthday is December 13th.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Wow.
My auntie's is December 13th.
Oh, really? Wow. Okay.
L-L-Y-O-D?
Uh-huh. L-L-O-Y-D. And our next, Edith Cezanne? S-I-R-R-A-U-N-A. I've always spelled it Cizrauna. S-I-R-R-A-U-N-A. It's A right here. June 20, 1947.
Okay. In Khartoum?
Mm-hmm.
When was Marianne born?
May 15, 1942.
And who's after you?
Benjamin Puduk. P-U-T-U-G-U-Q. Benjamin Puduk.
P-U-T-U-G-U-Q. His birthday?
March 26, 1950. You got it? Mm-hmm. Born in Khartoum. And Roy Maloney Akutu Naya.
How do you spell?
M-A-L-O-N-E-Y, Maloney. And you have the spelling for Akutu. July 22, 1951. And he was born in Ulitok.
Where's that? Is that a camp?
Mm-hmm. Really nice place. It was really super hot.
Is it Ulitok. By there or by
Khartoum? By Khartoum. Near Khartoum. And next is Vincent Larrière, Jr., November 6, 1956, Barrow. he was born in Bali. And then Susie, Maggie, Terigiluk, Narayak, March 6, 1959, born in Bali. Susie Maggie, M-A-G-G-I-E, Susie Maggie Terigiluk. She was named after our grandmother, Susie Terigiluk, T-I-G-I-G-L-U-K. Alasulok, and Pignak, as her mom and dad.
She was adopted?
Who?
Susie?
She's our youngest.
So there's James, Mary Ann, Priscilla, Lloyd, Edith, Benjamin, Roy, Vincent, and Susie?
Yes. That's from the second wife of Vincent Meyer, Sr.
Okay. Who is his first wife? Bernice?
Bernice Martha Avivara. Tatlat. T-A-A-L-A-A-K. Carl Tatlat was her father.
Carl?
Carl Tatlat, uh-huh. T-A-L-A-K. T-A-A-L-A-K was the father. And the mother was Charlotte Ahnik. A-H-G-A-N-I-K. It's spelled like that. But the correct spelling is A-G with a dot.
N-I-K.
G-A-N-I-K. Ahnik. Ahnik. Yeah, Ahnik. Bernice Tarzan was the first wife.
How many kids did Bernice and Vincent have?
They had 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. 6 children.
Who's the oldest?
Martha. Martha is the oldest.
And then?
Percy, who was deceased. I don't know how. Riley, who was deceased.
How do you spell that?
R-I-L-E-Y.
Oh, Riley.
Riley. And Earl. I remember they told a story about him putting a little rock in his ear, and they didn't know about it, and it got infected, and he died from that. And, Percy Riley, Earl, and there's another child, a boy, and I know the name. I have it written down. Percy Riley Earl, and just put boy, four on there, because I have a list of who was, and then there's Raymond. Raymond adopted to Arthur and Hester Merkel. M-E-A-K-O-K.
Arthur and Esther?
Uh-huh. M-E-A-K-O-K. Patsy. Patsy was the boy of Bernice and Vincent Nyack Sr., the first wife of Vincent Nyack.
So it goes Martha, Percy, Riley, Earl,
Patsy,
and Raymond?
Raymond, uh-huh.
Okay. So Martha and Patsy and Raymond, there's
no. The only ones alive were Martha and Raymond.
Mm.
In between, those four children are deceased. Percy, Riley, Earl, and Patsy.
What happened to Bernice? Why did they split
up? She passed away. She died.
Was it TB or how she died?
I think it was when they had that big flu and they were dying a lot from that flu.
Mm.
I'm not going, that's not specific. I don't want to say anything more after that. I think it might be the flu.
So, how many, kids do you have?
Three.
Okay, wait. And who did you have them with?
Merrill, M-E-R-R-I-L-L.
What else is?
Nasholuk, N-A-S-H-O-A, L-O-O-K.
And that was his last name?
Uh-huh, Nasholuk from Wainwright.
If you don't feel comfortable answering these questions, then you don't have
to. I feel comfortable. They're part of my children's history. I want it written down.
How did you guys meet?
In Barrow.
In Barrow?
Uh-huh. He was working as a public safety officer. His parents are Alva, A-L-V-A, Nasholuk, and Daisy. Nasholuk.
When did you guys get married?
It's been a while. 1968, November 1968. I think it's November 26th, I'm not sure. I think it was a day after or day before. It's been a while, since 1968. I'll just leave it like that. November 1968.
November 16 or 26? Or just November 1960?
November 20, 1968.
How long were you guys married?
14 years.
And you guys had how many kids?
Three. Earl Vincent, Mikiana, Dilakayak. M-E-K-I-A-N-A, Dilakayak, T-I-L-A-G with a dot, I-Y-A-Q, Dilakayak.
These are written down now?
Earl Vincent, uh-huh.
Was there any back name?
Uh-huh.
Okay.
February 27, 1969. And Burl Andrew Peter Amaka.
Burl?
Burl, B-U-R-L.
Burl Andrew?
Peter, uh-huh. Three names. Burl Andrew Peter. Amaka, A-H-M-A-K-A-K.
And
February 24, 1970. Born, all born in Barrow. And Bernice Martha Aviwarak. A-V-E-O-G-A-U-R-A-K.
And when was she born?
April 18, 1972. Born and
died. Did they have any kids?
Earl has Trevor Jordan, June 2003.
Trevor Jordan.
He just has one?
Does it Burl or Bernice?
Andrew, we call him Andrew. Daisy Rhoda.
Now it's Andrew?
Yeah, Andrew. March 23. And she's she's gonna be 2001.
That's all.
2000. And then Bernice has Alan. Alan Ryan. Alan Ryan, you recall Aluk, see, the show look, the sun. I'll write it down for you, okay?
Okay.
And then that's Alan Ryan, Lozano, L-O-Z-A-N-O. Yeah. And then
is that
that's the Marjorie. That's the next. Oh, the second one is Jonathan Daniel Amawak Matumek Lasan.
And then who's after Jonathan?
Marjorie Doreen Isabel. That's her phone. Marjorie Doreen Isabel. Pakualat. Oh, Ingilyuk Pakualat. Ingilyuk Pakualat. Pamilak. There's another.
So Alan, Jonathan, Margie, is there another one? Or just
no, those? Just those three. She was born December 11. And she was a baby Jesus, I remember. I was so proud of her. Brand new baby.
Oh.
Come in! That's it.
Okay. What was I gonna ask?
Susie. My grandmother's brothers and sisters. Susie, here you look. Before we go any further down that line.
And she married Andrew, right?
Uh-huh. Yeah. And I gave you... Actually, this is a correct list. I was giving you the ones that were alive.
Mm-hmm.
But in between Perry and Isaac, there was a daughter.
Wait.
Female.
clear.
She died. I don't know how she died.
These were Andrew's and Susie's kids?
Yeah. Andrew and Susie's kids.
There's a, how do you spell
that? In between Perry and Icy, there was a Dorcas. D-O-R-C-A-S, Dorcas. And then she passed away. And then between Roy and Elizabeth, there was another Dorcas, but she passed away. So there were two Dorcases that passed away in between Roy and Elizabeth. So in reality, they had 12 children. Susie and Andrew Akuchu. And my dad's real blood relic, blood mom and dad were Alak and Hongyu. Real parents, Hongyu.
How do you spell his
name? Hongyu. Q-U-N with a tail, Y-U-K. Q-U-N with a tail, U-Y-U-K. Hongyu. In Allah, A-A-L-A-A-K. And then after Allah died, Klingaktak and Kushak adopted our dad. Mm. Okay. Yeah.
Okay, we had a brief intermission. So we're back in track.
I want to get into my grandmother Susie Terigluk Ala Surak, who was Adam and Eve's daughter. Adam was Ala Surak, Eve was Klinak. Klinak. Okay. And so, okay. Susie Terigluk was a daughter of Adam and Eve. Allah Surak and Klinak. Okay. Okay, good. Let me see. Right now, I'm going to talk about my grandmother's side, Ulugak family. Adam and Eve, Allah Surak and Klinak. Susie's oldest brother was Richmond Uloha. O-L-O-G-A-K. And then after Richmond, my grandmother Susie, and then Tutluk. Tutluk was married twice, to Agiak, first marriage, she was first married to Agiak. Oh my God, how is this?
It looks right.
Second marriage,
Achanet.
First wife was Achanet, second wife was Tuhi. Okay, I got it. Okay.
So they had four kids?
Tuhluk was the sister of Tereluk, Susie. These are the siblings. These are the children of Adam and Eve, Alasurak and Khinak. Uruwach Lurak, Richmond, Susie, Tuhluk, and then Paul. Paul Patkuda. Tuhluk married Akanik, and Akanik's first wife was Ariak. Oh, okay, I see. Unless they forgot a line up here, which would be the sister of Susie. I know Aliyah was the sister of Susie and also Tuhluk. So that's how we are related to Amawaks. First marriage to Aliyah, they had to Akanik, they had Hazel, Isabel, Flossie Conry, Evelyn, and George Aliyah.
These are all...
Oh, no, I'm sorry. Yeah. This is, Tuhluk's. This is so confusing. I don't know how they did that. Anyway, we're blood relatives to Amawaks through, Aviak, okay. Richmond Uluwach Lurak, Susie Tigiluk was a sister, Tuhluk, somewhere around there, there's Aviak, first marriage, second marriage, Akanik, and Papat Kudakisa, brother of Susie Tigiluk, my grandmother. So Papat Kudak. That's why I'm related to Jane Snyder. She's the daughter of Olive. Noasab. Paul Patkudak had Olive, Steve Patkudak, Billy Patkudak, Elizabeth Patkudak, and Simeon Patkudak. Elizabeth was married to somebody in Anchorage. But I think she maintained her Patkudak name. So we are related to Noasab's Patkudaks, and related to Amawaks, Nashaganaks, and Gordons, and also to Suplus, Ukpiks, Lins, Alfred Lins, Gordons, Tigiluks. Those are our blood relatives. So that means all the Amawaks and Nashaganaks are related to us, blood relatives. All the Noasabs are blood relatives, like Russell. Patkudaks are blood relatives. Gordons, our blood relatives. So that's Tigiluks, our blood relatives. And then on our dad's side, Who are you? Ulrana.
Who are those?
Kumuyukwasa, our dad's real dad. Okay.
So,
Dosipani.
Andrew's mom, dad?
No, Vincent Narayak. We're on Vincent Narayak. This is Vincent Narayak's parents. Ulrana. Kumuyuk. Kushak. These were brothers and sisters of our dad, Vincent Narayak. Dorothy Panikpak, who is the great-grandmother of one of the students here, Gwen Edwardson. Dorothy Panikpak, and she married Fred Gordon. Daniel Kenton, that was our dad's brother. And Homer McKenna.
They're brothers and sisters?
Mm-hmm. My dad's brothers and sisters.
I think we will finish for today. We've gone over her grandparents, her great-grandparents, her children, her brothers, so thank you, Edith, and have a good weekend.
Thank you very much.
Bye.